Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Highwayman by Craig Johnson. Narrated by me, George Waddell. Chapter 1. There's a canyon in the heart of Wyoming, carved by a river called Wind, and a narrow, opposing two-lane highway that follows its every curve like a lover. Traveling north through rolling flats, there is a wind-scoured, rocky terrain that stands like a fortress next to the shores of the Boyson Reservoir, with icy water that reflects the Owl Creek Mountains, looking as if they might split the continent in two. At this point, there are three living rock tunnels that enter the canyon in a row, rough, incongruous, like the passages that my mind still races through from the time when both I and the interstate highway system were young. Once out of these vintage boreholes, surrounded by granite walls towering 2,500 feet on either side, there are some of the most ancient rock formations in the world. The Precambrian cliffs glowed pink in the late afternoon sun that peered over the tops to illuminate the road signs that note the geologic history of the canyon, once again making me feel as if I were falling through time. I figured that's what she was doing, standing at the edge of one of the overhangs that dropped down into the turgid water. I'd parked my truck at one of the pull-offs that bulge out from the road so that the tourists can get a better view of the Wind River. By federal treaty, the Shoshone and Arapaho are the only ones allowed to outfit whitewater and fly-fishing ventures in the reservation portion of the canyon. And there were a few of these brave individuals navigating rafts and drift boats through the fallen boulders and jutting rocks that populated.